Good evening and welcome to Blank Canvas, the home of visual art and culture in the Bahamas, here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I'm Ahmad Rowell, also known as Maddie Bohm, the current executive assistant at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and I'll be your host for tonight. Feel free to visit the nagv.org.bs for all current and upcoming shows, events, and programming. Thank you all for tuning in to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, where there is fresh news and smart talk all day. Also, shoot over to your mobile app store and download the Guardian Talk Radio app. On today's episode, we will be discussing a phenomenal new show opening up at the Bahamas Current called Foul Play. And in studio today, we are honored to have the two phenomenal, dynamic artists who will be showcasing new works. Dylan, pronounce your last name for me, please.
Rapiard. I'm good with that.
But everybody knows Dylan as Dylan. Dylan Rapiard. And the amazing and beautiful Sue Katz.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Here I am.
So first, let's talk about Foul Play. So tell the listening viewers about Foul Play.
Well, how did this come about, Dylan? I think you and I were kind of like, we knew we were going to have a show together, and then we were kind of like kicking around ideas, and we sort of were like, let's just do a show about like roosters and things mm-hmm. like that. And then it sort of just like took off from there, right?
Yeah, we had both worked on, I was working on a series of roosters and a series of still lives, and so it kind of all worked out for both of us, I think, that we had that discussion and we were like, okay, chicken sounds good.
Any kind of fowl pretty much worked.
We're fun people, and we like to mess around with our work and create fun stuff.
That's amazing.
And the show is fun for sure. Yeah.
When did you guys start playing around with the idea of having a dual show?
November.
I think it was November. Yeah, it was set up when the whole 11 Strong idea came into mind.
Nice.
Somehow Dylan and I got put together. I have no idea how.
Because of your love for chicken.
I snatched you. They said we needed a show that sold. So I said, Sue Katz, let's do this.
Oh my God, the pressure.
Make the money. I love that. So tell our listeners about 11 Strong. What is 11 Strong? And what does 11 Strong mean to you?
Well, first of all, 11 Strong is, I got a call from John Cox at the end of last year, and he said he was putting together a group of artists that Bahamar would represent during the next year, which is this year, and asked if I'd like to be part of it, and said, yeah, great, sounds good to me. And so we've had a few group shows together at the Current at Bahamar, and now it's our turn to do stuff. There's other artists have already done shows, and there will be other artists after us doing shows. So I think Dee Dee and Kay Shell are next after us, and I think Toby Lunn at the end of the year. I'm not 100% sure, but there's a great group of people that are great artists that are coming together under the umbrella of Bahamar and the Current.
Sounds amazing. So tell us a little bit more about the concept behind Foul Play and some of the works that we will see in the show.
Well, the concept was pretty much simple. We just, like I said, we just wanted to do like roosters. And I know Dylan has a bunch of like still lifes also, but I don't. My stuff is just strictly roosters and different roosters and different poses. I think using lots of color, lots of pattern, kind of mixing it up a little bit. More funky, funky roosters, if you will.
That's amazing. Do any of you at any time feel kind of hesitant or shy talking about your work?
You know, it's weird. I mean, it's no. I mean, you know, when you're an artist, you're going to inevitably be the center of attention or the spotlight at some point. And, you know,
spoken like
you get used to it.
You get used to it. It's part of the job.
It's part of the job for sure.
It's part of the job. If you don't want to talk to people, then, well, I guess you can. You could just make work and not be at your own show. But I find it fun to interact with people, even though I'm not here to tell anybody what they're looking at in any way. I actually like observing when people form their own opinion about whatever they're seeing, which may or may not be my intention altogether. Like, some people will see something out of a piece that I don't see at all, or connect emotionally with it where I don't. And that's great to observe other people looking at your work. It's like seeing your baby grow kind of thing.
Nice.
It is. And, you know, it's really interesting too, because, you know, when we make work, we want the viewer to feel something. We want them to either, they could love it, they could hate it, they could, you know, feel strongly about it in some kind of way. But our thing is, you know, we want somebody to have some sort of feeling about what we do. And that's the most important thing, is to look at the work. You know, how does it make you feel? What do you think of when you look at this type of thing? And that's really important. You know, even like I said, even if people don't really like your work, that's okay, because there's something for everyone out there.
I like it better when people don't like it.
Why is that?
Well, you know, controversial, you know. Okay, that's good too.
Parts of conversation, you know, it could be room for a conversation. Any conversation is important, I think, in life. And in art, you have that ability to either say something that you really want to, or just paint a nice painting, you know, either way is fine. And you have to notably accept anybody within their choices and how they deal with life. And that's what I really like about the creative arts altogether, is that there's no set rule of what you can and can't do. And you have to accept anybody else's work. If you like drawing black circles, that's all you like to do, that's fine. I might not understand that, but that's you, and that's what you vibe with, and I have to accept that.
Where do you draw your inspiration from for some of your work, controversial or not?
Well, I was going to say, to piggyback what Dylan said, I actually like doing controversial work as well, and I try and do as much of controversial work as I can when the opportunity arises, because I think it's important to make people feel uncomfortable sometimes, and to question. And I really like doing that, because it's stepping out of your, you know, for better lack of a better phrase, stepping out of your comfort zone, which is always a good thing to do as an artist. Otherwise, you tend to get stale.
What are some of your go-to controversial topics or hot topics to bring up? Not controversial, hot topics to bring up in your work.
I think things like addiction, race. I did a piece that had to do with the Holocaust at one point. Women's issues. I love doing things about women and things women face. So that type of thing is really kind of what I really love to do. But, you know, you got to do your other stuff too. So it's a matter of balance.
Nice. So yeah. We also have the curator of Foul Play on in studio today, the lovely Avery Wright, the chief curator over at Bahamas Current. Hi, Avery. How are you today?
I'm Maddie. I am the curatorial manager of the Current. The chief
I give
curator.
You titles. Yeah.
Thank you for having us. It's good to be on with you guys, and essentially wanting to basically draw people to this show with a Foul Play with Sue and Dylan. I think it's gonna be a very good show to come and see and experience, because they tell you that, oh, it's simple, we just chose these chickens, but a big part of the the what works between the two artists is that they have very similar humor. And I think you can see that already from what has been talked about.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like this, a little bit of a dark humor and also celebrated in the works through kind of like this prism of colors. So it's interesting if you don't know them, I think, or have had a conversation with them, you kind of would miss it. But then with Sue, sometimes you'll see it in like the name of the piece. And then with Dylan, of course, he brings it with the color sometimes with the trippy colors that he uses inside the works that he's making. So the both of them are pretty interesting when you tie the work to their personalities and who they are. So I think it's a really interesting show to come and see.
Nice. Could you tell us the runtime of the show? It opens on the 23rd.
We're open from 6 until 9.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, and the works will be up for about, I think, between 2.5-3 weeks. So you can still come and see it after the opening, but you'll get to meet the artists if you are there the opening and have a conversation with them and enjoy some more of what I'm talking about with the works, okay?
Awesome. So how was it curating their work?
They are relatively easy to create because they kind of came with their own idea that they wanted to do these chicken, and we're like, okay, we're on board. Essentially, I just want to draw the best that I can from the work and from them. So it's not been a difficult show to create, but I'm looking forward to hopefully tying it all together and you can and experience the work in the space. So that's the big wow that we're looking
for. That's amazing. I'm pretty sure it's going to be spectacular, Aria. You are one of the best storytellers in the country, in the world.
You're so extra.
I'm being honest. Like you have, I think because you are like a true, true Bahamian. So yeah. You have this way of like grabbing different pieces of a story and finding the correlating aspects to kind of mesh it together. You know,
okay.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a perfect harmony. I can't wait to see it. And I'm pretty sure the public can't wait to see it. So, Sue, I know we talked about some of your hot topics. Are you addressing any of your hot topics in any of your work?
This show? Yeah. No, not in this particular show, but an upcoming one for sure.
No problem. Dylan, how about you?
I don't really have hot topics anymore. I try to stay away from them. I'm more tongue in cheek when it comes to addressing the work that I create and what I'm creating and why I'm creating it. But recently I've had, I'm getting older. So a few things that stay on my mind are, and I've had a lot of people over the last few years die around me. And, you know, the concept is looming, the idea of death. So I've been creating this series of work that is a vanitas series. It's kind of like those old Dutch paintings that you see that it's very dark and there are elements of fruits and a skull and plants. And it's just a gentle reminder that while alive, enjoy yourself and experience the thing that you have in front of you. Because this time we have is fleeting. So I guess that's part of the work that I've been doing. So I didn't only do chickens for this series of work. I've also been doing a series of still lives that loosely are based around that whole time that we were in quarantine during the whole COVID thing. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like what you have in front of you are these plants and they're in pots. And loosely relating to us as being humans that were stuck inside, these plants ain't supposed to be in pots. They're controlled in an environment in a pot. And funnily enough, you know, you in your house, you see potted plants. And it kind of made me think, you know, like this is what's happening to us during this time. So I just wanted to do it like, even though it's in the background, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to see any anger or trying to break out or anything. It's just this weird work that you know, you're stuck with yourself, so you start going in loops sometimes, right? So that's that. Otherwise, I've been doing some kinetic work, which is objects that you actually have to interact with to create the work, which is really fun. Unfortunately, again, COVID stopped anybody from touching anything, so I wasn't able to actually show them as I wished, but I think I found a really cool way to make that happen. So let's see if those works made the cut and see how they work from there.
Well, let's see. So right now we're going to take a short break, but still continue to listen to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show where we speak about visual culture and the creative community. Stay tuned.